Hey guys.
Hello.
Today when we talk, just make a conscious effort to project, and when you talk,
produce.
Like, talk in this direction. That's why I think it will be helpful.
Whatever I'm doing, do the opposite, because I always suck it. Everyone so far has mentioned, they're like, I think it's Amanda talking to the mic whenever I start talking, and I'm like,
I've never noticed, so.
Okay. Well.
Never noticed.
Maybe I'll just bring it closer to Amanda. Aim it at her.
No, one of them I couldn't even listen to because I was so far away.
Yeah. It's sometimes hard. For me to fix that.
Watch, I'm gonna be so loud now.
Good. It's always easier for me to go.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Scream. Oh. You can scream if you want to. Woo! You can leave your friends behind. If your friends don't scream, and if they don't scream,
then they're no friends of mine. That's what I say. I'd rather have a loud friend than a quiet one.
Amen.
Because then I would need earplugs. I meant. What are those called?
Hearing aids. Which? I'd rather wear earplugs than hearing aids.
Yes. I bought earplugs, and one time I slept through a party. Greatest invention, earplugs. Better than hearing aids.
Would you rather be an earplug or a hearing aid?
Earplug. Because you're not worn all the time either.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect your daily life.
Yeah, and I think they're cute. They come in different colors.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we should introduce the show. Welcome to
Make a Short Story Long.
Got it.
Check mark.
It only took like 8 episodes for me to get that right.
Yeah.
Okay, your dog.
Okay, Farley, if you're going to do this.
I'm giving too much attention.
That's good.
The spleen.
Oh, my bad. Which is the one that people put you in bathtub? Kidneys.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, I think you're right.
I just threw out
a Well, you can wake up one in a bathtub and like someone stole your kidney.
What?
Oh, okay.
If I'm in the bathtub.
if you ever steal a bathtub, expect your kidney to also be stolen with that. No, like, I don't think it happens a lot, but there have been occurrences where people wake up and they're in an iced bath and they feel side pain and someone has stolen their kidney.
No, you can't!
Yeah, because you can live without one kidney. And kidneys go for a lot of money on the black market.
Okay, but... There's been instances where people just wake up in an ice bath.
Yes.
How did they get there?
Isn't that like the whole plot of that one Will Smith movie?
I Am Legend?
No, 7 pounds.
Oh, well, he puts himself with a jellyfish. A two-step jellyfish.
Wait, why did he do that? Actually, I saw that movie.
Oh, he puts himself in an ice bath with a jellyfish.
He puts himself... when you do this, it's you put yourself in the ice bath, or someone that's stealing your kidney puts you in an ice bath.
But they because they knock you out.
Yeah. Yeah, you get knocked out.
Oh, I thought it was...
You are definitely not awake when the kidney is being stolen. That's...
Okay.
Can confirm.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. I'll put you in a nice bath.
Next
thing you know, you'll...
And you know how much dog kidneys are worth, right? 7 pounds.
7 pounds. I almost said I'm seven.
I am 7 pounds. It's like that old joke where people are like, I wish I could just go back to my birth weight.
People say that.
Who has ever said that?
I've said that.
Yeah, like, go back to my glory days when I was 3 pounds, you know?
Yeah, back to my glory days.
Yeah. I was a big baby. I was 9.
Oof. Yeah, I would not want to go back to be 9 pounds.
I've always been a big woman.
No.
Well, you were 3 pounds?
Okay, I think that was dramatic. Like, 4 pounds.
Yeah, she was 4 pounds. I think it's time we should introduce the guest.
I was 2 and a half.
You're how much?
2.5 pounds.
Yeah, you have the bragging rights on that.
Yeah.
You're Sammy.
Nice, Amanda.
Sammy is... You were smaller when you were born.
Small,
so you start with an
Sammy.
S.
Sammy.
Yeah.
And smaller now.
And...
Do you want me to wear my name tag?
And less small, Kirsten.
The sad thing is I've known you guys for 15 years.
Yikes.
I think we should introduce the guests that we have today. So, normally, it's just Amanda and I, and we make things work, and we hustle, and we're out there.
Live hard, play hard.
We're living hard, and we're playing hard, and we are working even harder.
We're all three. We're multiple.
We're hard.
Mantras.
But this week, we were like, you know what? What if someone else did our hard work and explained a topic to us that neither of us know about? And that someone else turn into two someone else's.
But to you guys, it will sound like the same person because they sound the same and they look the same.
Because they are identical
triplets. We have quadruplets on the show.
We have Samantha, Kirsten, Kristen, and Smammy.
It's Smamish.
Smamish. And we are happy to have them here. Why don't you both just, like Amanda said, most people listening won't be able to distinguish your voices. So if one of you could do a British accent the entire show.
Cuse, it's gotta be you.
That would help me, because if I close my eyes.
I can't do British accents.
Let's hear it, Kirst.
You try.
I can't. I can't.
Wait, I actually
all of my
can.
Turn Mexican. But let's hear your British
before we. Just say, like.
Say, I want a ham sandwich.
No, that's the thing. I can't even do.
I want.
Yeah, exactly. I want a ham sandwich.
Just try it.
I want a
ham. Alina will say it, and then you say it. I'll say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Alina, you're right.
And like I said, there's lots of different British dialects, so you can choose from a few. But like a very posh one is like, I want a ham sandwich.
Get me some grub on the. Is that Australian?
I don't know. just try it.
Can you say it again?
I want a ham sandwich. Or if you want one more that's more pronounced, maybe this will be easier because it's easier to mock. Because if you're like, I want a ham sandwich.
That's just you screaming.
No, it's not. It's me being my trashy British chef. I'm on Love Island, babe.
Can you do it just one more time?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, shrimp on the... Wait,
shrimp Australian. On the... Shrimp on the barbie.
I'm trying to think of a...
I want a ham sandwich.
That was awesome.
That was good.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so now you have to do the entire time.
You have to do British the entire time so people can know the different voices.
You can do Chinese too, or Mexican, or Spanish, because those are
speak
different.
Speak in Spanish.
Yeah.
That was a speak in Spanish. Okay.
We actually were on the charts for comedy podcasts in India. We were like the 500th podcast.
Somebody listened in India?
Yeah, we were on the charts for top comedy podcasts in India.
I believe it. I have a big Indian following. Actually, one time I did an Indian accent through all of a camp, and I realized that's probably racist looking back, but I did it, and
they made no friends.
No friends. They got like two.
That's okay. Just adulthood also, though.
Yeah, it was just prepping me.
Yeah.
So.
Get used to it. So, Sammy? Do you want us to call you Sammy, Sam, Samantha?
Smamish.
Smamish.
Is that a thing? Why does that sound familiar?
It's a city in Washington. Or an area, like a county, I don't know.
Just call me Sammy or Smammy. You can decide.
Okay.
I want a Smammy.
Okay, what about you? You guys look really different now that I see you next to each other. Kind of. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, we'll put a poll up on our story and say, do you think they're actually identical or not?
I know that
they are because
they were born.
Yeah, like the doctors were like, they're identical, they're in the same womb.
And then I was like, yeah, they for sure are. Even though I wasn't there.
But me, as someone who's been raised with them, I'm like, they are not identical. If they're identical, then also I'm identical. You know?
No, I can't. If you convinced me that one of you, I would believe it. If you were the other one.
If you parent trapped Amanda, she'd be fooled.
I would be, yeah.
Call her the lady on the air mattress in the middle of a lake.
With a blonde bob.
Parent trapped her.
Did she have a bob? I don't know. Call me a gold digger.
And not recognize my spouse's twin daughter.
Not a kid person, so I'm a dog person. Half dog, half person.
Anyway. Is the bottom half a dog or the top half a dog?
Do you remember Cat Dog?
It's like that vine.
Cat Dog was horrible.
That was the worst. Or Doug.
Cat Dog. Didn't they like vomit into each other's systems?
That's what I was thinking. It's so weird.
I don't remember. Yeah. I just liked the dog half and I didn't like the cat half.
Cat Dog originated the human centipede.
Oh my gosh. I think I heard that somewhere. If not, let's just trend it.
Can we talk about, for one split second, red flags that we saw at the very beginning of dating someone, but we completely ignored, and looking back, we were like, what?
Human centipede.
Because mine was one of the first conversations I had with a kid. He was like, oh yeah, I just watched Human Centipede. In a way, I was like, but I was just like, okay, cool. Glossed over it. Now looking back, I'm like, why didn't I run at that point?
Well, Human Centipede was like hip for a little bit. I never saw it.
He didn't watch it when it was hip. He had just watched it.
By himself?
Yeah.
Okay, that's, yeah.
So that's just like one thing where looking back, I'm like, I could have saved myself so much time and pain and like a full trip to Italy if I had just.
Oh, that's weird. He was, yeah, there was, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I could have told you that. No, I couldn't have. I think the opera threw me off.
Yeah. It throws us
all off. It made a great video, though.
Oh, yeah. Like and subscribe to that video.
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah. One time this kid called his meats protein, and I know that, like, people do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's... Like, he's like, what kind of protein do you want? And I thought he was asking, like, and then, whey? Like,
were you at Chipotle? Or a place that was...
But it was, like, it wasn't a thing back then. Like, people didn't... But, yeah, he called it protein, and he was like, what kind of protein do you want? And I was like, just vanilla? I didn't know what we're doing.
Vanilla!
I didn't know that's what people call meat.
One salad bowl with a scoop of vanilla.
Yeah.
A la mode.
He was like, I eat one protein for breakfast, and then a protein for dinner.
Oh, he's like a macro dude.
Yeah.
Is he a bodybuilder?
No. No. That's why I was like, so confused. I was like, I didn't know this place, vanilla, I guess. I didn't want, like, chocolate.
That's what they make us do at my job.
They call it protein.
Yeah, we say, what protein do you want? And everyone's like, chicken. They all get weird about it. I'm like,
just meat. Just what kind of meat do you want?
Like, what? I'm like, what meat do you want?
Well, you have tofu, though. What do you call it like this? Or what if next time you say, what protein, meat or tofu do you want?
Just say, what do you want on it? Like, if they don't tell you the meat, it's their own fault.
That's what I always just do, chicken, if they don't say anything.
What if they're, like, vegetarians?
Well, they should have said vegetarian. No, like, please, you know if they're vegetarian.
That's fair enough. They'll tell you. They don't keep that silent.
Yeah, they usually got something on, too, showing that they're vegetarian.
Yeah.
Like, vegetarian. I love tofu on the pin.
I heart tofu.
I heart tofu.
Yeah, well, no, because I've been doing... I've been doing this one, the keto thing, tried it, failed. Ooh. I tell them immediately when I get there, like... When I went to Cafe Rio, I told them,
hey!
Yeah.
Huh?
No beans, no rice, no tortilla.
No, yeah. Cafe Rio.
You eat at Cafe Rio.
I just want the salad.
Which is actually, to be honest, the keto thing was pretty easy. It's just, I just really wanted ice cream, so then it failed.
Sorry, I'm always the person to, like, bring us back onto topics, but
I'm the one to take us off.
That's why we work, it's a yin-yang thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm like an astronaut. I'll take us off.
And I'm Houston.
We have a problem.
Yeah. Should we get those as t-shirts?
Yeah. Are you Houston or I'm...
Yeah, like, if you're Team Amanda, you can get a, I'm an astronaut, I'll take us out of space. Yeah. And if you're Team Alina, you can get, and I'm Houston, we have a problem. That'd be cute. And you can, and it's like a heart necklace that is split in half that they come together, you know?
Mm-hmm. And if you have more than one friend, then you probably should listen to this podcast.
If you have more than one friend, you have... way better things to do than listen to this podcast.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I have to give a shout out to my aunt and my cousins in Washington. They'll definitely know if Sammamish is a city or county. Apparently, this podcast has been making their boring summer less boring.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So,
and shout out to our fan in India. There's probably one. I don't know how big podcasts are. They'll probably never listen to the podcast again.
Well, I'm just saying, we were like number 500 for comedy podcasts in India.
I feel like that's...
India has so many people.
Yeah. I think we're big in India. We're huge in India.
Should we do our first tour as an Indian tour?
Absolutely. Not even America. We'll skip America. India.
India. Going for the big leagues.
They're like, you only have one fan there. We're going there for them.
And they would love to have us on tour. Anyway, here we are, almost 20 minutes in. Kirsten and Sammy... Please tell us what you're going to be teaching us about.
Chemtrails.
Nice. That was terrible. Yeah.
We can't judge, but we are.
Oh, I never even get the title of our podcast right.
Oh, they made us a little presentation. Oh.
Well, I technically already had it made before this. No, we made it for you. Made it for you.
Thank you.
Get out.
So, a chemtrail. Do you guys know what it is?
No.
Isn't it, a chemtrail is what they release from the airplanes to make us...
Oh my gosh, she knows so much.
Go on. No, do you already know all of this?
Guys, I'm in this stuff. Bitch. It's released from airplanes to, like, brainwash us.
Exactly. Yes, so... The white stuff in the sky.
The clouds?
No. Yes.
They're not clouds? I don't buy that clouds can stay up there by themselves.
Yeah, don't you think... They would... Wait, what? Actually,
that was the cloud thing.
The cloud thing is fake. But chemtrails are real.
It's true.
I just left.
Okay. So a regular thing that comes out of an airplane is called a contrail.
Okay.
And that's just like condensation and like the trail from the...
Precipitation.
Evaporation, condensation, precipitation, evaporation, condensation, precipitation, evaporation. Okay, sorry.
So yeah, that's what a contrail is, the regular thing. Okay, but then a chemtrail is just a contrail, but with like secret poisonous stuff in it, pretty much.
Okay, so scientists would call them
we're living
contrails.
Yeah. But then
but conspiracists call them chemtrails.
Exactly. Okay.
Was I really right with that?
Yeah.
The cloud part was wrong.
The cloud, yeah.
No, it's a cloud. You said was right, yeah.
Wow, I'm so good. I've never actually looked into chemtrails, but I've heard them, I've heard people say chemtrails.
Oh.
And they're...
I mean, open the eyes, they spray in ice skies, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so why... I guess...
Yeah, there's a lot of sayings.
Yeah. Also, The Rock believes that they're real, and...
The Rock?
Kylie Jenner.
The Rock.
Kylie Jenner.
The Rock.
Yes.
Oh,
and Vin Diesel.
But what, can you break it down? Like, what are these chemicals? Is it Lysol? Like,
it's called a...
Totally awesome cleaner. I've seen people talk about that.
We don't
that.
Really Magic know eraser. What is in there, but we know that they can do a lot of things when no, they spray
wanna,
the chemtrail.
Do you want to hear? There's, like, 12 different theories.
Okay, yes, let's break down these 12.
Okay, 12 is dramatic. There's, like, four. Yeah. But the first one is that... They're used as powerful weapons. So, like, if the government needed to, you know, like...
Exterminate half of us?
Exterminate half of us, exactly.
But why are they always spraying out?
Honestly, that theory is a little shaky, so we're gonna move on from that
one. No, well, they spray out anyway.
That theory's a little shaky.
The contrail sprays out anyway.
So, they're gonna happen regardless because they are condensation
so trails. Yes.
But some people are like, they are also spraying
they could
putting
also
chemicals
include
in
the
there.
Chemicals.
And those chemicals would fall on us. Boom, poison.
Exactly.
Dead.
Kay. Honestly, I think Thanos was onto something. I don't see what's wrong with his idea of exterminating half of us. So maybe they got something going.
Honestly, she's right.
Well, honestly, I think Sam and I would argue.
Anyways, this theory is probably my favorite one. Okay, favorite strong word. But it's called, that. There's one that's, it's like a disease that chemtrails.
By Garrix?
No. What's, how do you even say that, Sammy?
Oh, I'm really good at diseases.
Moygellion's disease.
Yeah, so it's from chemtrails, but when there's been, like, cases where people go to the doctor, and they're like, I don't know what this disease is, and the doctor's like, we don't know what it is, and nobody could solve it, so. But it's
Moygellion's
disease, and it's from chemtrails. Look,
it must be from chemtrails.
How is it from chemtrails?
Look at the picture. It's like a skin... Red rash.
Okay, so
see,
pink. It just
we don't
looks...
know if it's from chemtrails,
but
we just
do.
Assume. Yeah,
so
we
like,
know.
So we all do. We know from Moygellra's is it gives you a red rash, and doctors don't know where it's from.
But it's from chemtrails. I mean, we.
Okay, but what are the other effects other than a rash?
Okay, well here's
I like your shirt,
dude. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
No, but think about it. If the government makes a new.
Pandemic?
It's pandemic.
I like this.
Then they can sell the drug for the cure.
Oh! Exactly. So we're thinking Big Pharma is behind
Big
chemtrails.
Pharma.
Yeah.
Exactly. Big Pharma.
Have they made a rap song about that?
Big Pharma.
I feel like Big Pharma should be the name of a rap song.
Big Pharma should be the name of a rapper.
Oh my gosh, I should be a rapper.
Big Pharma.
But I'm just like broke, so it doesn't even make sense.
Big Pharma is like, the families that are behind Big Pharma are so incredibly loaded.
Who are they?
They're very seclusive families. They're often top people in art dealers, like art
what?
Collectors.
Oh, see, I
in the top like 100 art collectors in the world, I see like half of them are Big Pharma families, and they're all worth like billions of dollars. So I would not be surprised if these Big Pharma families are like, we gotta get our profits up next quarter so we can buy another Gustav Klimt. Let's spray the skies.
Speaking of art dealers, just because I'll throw us off, what's that one movie that the art that the guy is in that you like and he's handsome?
Catch Me If You Can?
Yes. Oh. This is why
Goldfinch.
I keep Alina around, because I don't know how to explain things.
Catch Me If You Can is another one. I do think young Leonardo DiCaprio is very handsome.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe he's not.
And I'm not talking about Mr. Rogers. That's a different. That he's not the one I was referring to.
But back to this theory, is there a drug that treats Morganite? Because with this theory, right, they should be able to say, oh, well, then it goes to that. This drug is what's used to heal this disease, and this drug is sold by this company.
Okay, so, the people that have it, I don't know if they have a cure, actually.
Mm. So maybe... So Big Pharma did this and they didn't even make money off of it.
They it might just, be, like, waiting.
Honestly, a bad business.
Honestly, agreed. Agreed.
Okay, but there's other better conspiracies than that one.
Okay. Okay.
Another one is for climate control. And so, like, weathermen can be right. They spray the skies and then they can control the weather.
So, for the egos of weathermen.
No. I always knew there was something
in those weathermen. So, it basically just blocked. Wait, is this not the global warming theory?
Oh, this is also the global warming theory.
So, is it stopping global warming?
Weather is global warming.
Yeah, so...
If it was climate change.
It's to reflect... You could also say it reflects the sunlight and reduces global warming.
It, like, puts stuff in the sky and the sun just... I don't want to be the devil's advocate for all of these theories, but I'm going to.
I'm just running with them.
But I'm going to. I've made that my stance in life. This is my soapbox, and I'm on it. To counteract this one that it's for global warming, and it's making global warming, like, it's protecting against global warming, that's a good thing. Don't you think they would brag about that? They'd be like, we're stopping global warming.
No, because global warming gives a lot of money. Because, like, the government gets a lot of money from global warming stuff.
So
like,
they probably don't.
Yeah.
And I think they also pay a lot of money for global warming stuff.
No, they've got billions towards global warming.
Why would they want that?
Because people, like, donate. Like, you know, like, donations and, like, things like that?
But they can get donations just on a Kickstarter. Just start a government Kickstarter.
That won't get as much as saying, the world's ending, you know? But then they're like, but it's not really, because we're doing it.
Because they're fixing
it. Also, if it was protecting global warming, then, like, I wouldn't be skiing in July.
She's true.
And I see plenty of chemtrails on the ski trails.
It was really cold for the beginning. Also, it's not called global warming to be PDR.
Global.
What's it called?
It's climate
called climate change.
Yeah.
What's it? PDR? PR?
Politically correct?
PC.
PC.
BDR.
BDR.
I meant DDR.
DDR.
Yeah. BDR is Backup Disaster Recovery.
Dance Revolution. And then to counteract, what was one before global warming?
The Weatherman.
The Weatherman one? I'm like, okay, have you ever met a weatherman?
So cocky.
But like, think about it.
But how funny would that be?
Always right. They're not always right. They're hardly ever right.
But they're usually in the ballpark. If they say it's going to rain.
In the ballpark.
In the ballpark, I could also get in the ballpark.
Well, then why are you a weatherman? Because I'm not.
Because it's called a weatherman, not a weather woman.
Dude, in California, they're all women.
Yeah.
Really?
They're all in fancy dresses. Very, very risque dresses.
They're all in Dior ball gowns.
Just busty. They're all,
Because, you know, they can tell the weather with their boobs.
Yeah, that's how they do it. The mean girls.
Okay, the last and best theory is that it's for mind control.
Wait, what about the limit life expectancy one?
Limitless.
That one? Where it, like, just makes people, like,
okay, that one.
But our life expectancy has increased.
So that's why that over the years. Like,
but there's new diseases. I'm trying to help you guys out here. I'm on your side.
So yeah, they claim
I want to hear this mind control.
Like, gets in people's minds and then the government can pretty much just control your mind.
That makes sense with how many times I see people just hopping on whatever, you know? Like, I could see mind control from something.
Hey, you know what? This is the one that I would believe more than any of them because this one is hard to dispute.
Cancer.
You just played the cancer card?
I don't even know. I just thought you were going to go cancer.
No, because I'm just saying, like, it's hard to dispute that the government's controlling my mind because that's all in my mind, you know?
I don't think they have control over me. I think they're like, what the? I almost just swore.
She's a defect.
They're like, what? What is she doing? She's doing nothing.
They're like, honestly, we don't even care to have control over her.
They're like, she's just gonna, nobody listens to her anyways, just let her go.
She's just gonna start touring India, it's pointless.
They're like, she's got the core ideas, but I don't know what she's saying with this half.
I don't get it. So, elaborate though, why do people think it's controlling the minds? Are there examples, real life stories?
We don't know.
Got any stories.
What, with mind control? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, last week, I tried to walk... into this doorway, but I thought the door was, like, unlocked, like, at Rumby. I mean, at the undisclosed location that I work at. And then the door was locked, so I was, like, feeling really confident.
Because the government doesn't lock. You walking indoors.
No, it hurt so bad. It hurt so bad.
Actually, that's so true. I was at Lagoon, and I was walking backwards, walk into a fence, like, fall over, barely saved myself. The gully man is controlling us to make us get hurt.
Yeah, I so, never Sammy, to do Sammy, let's go with this. Let me pick this apart a little bit.
Okay.
You were walking backwards.
Yes.
Not by the government, just by your own.
By your own accord.
Maybe by the government, though.
By the government.
The government made you walk
backwards? No, they put the thought in my head that, oh, I'm really good at walking backwards. I should keep doing it. So I kept doing it, and then I fell over on a fence. Explain that.
At shooting three-pointers, or no, mid-court backwards, but I really am good at that. The government put that in my head.
Yeah. You're good at it?
That's just the only thing I'm good at, so I need to say that.
If the government, theoretically, I'm saying this is the strongest argument of all of the chemtrail arguments.
Okay.
But if the government is doing this to control our minds, how does it work? Can you explain the science to me of how it goes from being in the airplane to going out of the airplane to controlling my mind?
Because you breathe it in. Nanobots. It goes into the oxygen.
Okay.
And you breathe it in.
I can back you guys up here. Okay, ready? So, have you heard of... Oh, crap. What's it called? Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have little, like, it was like... We should do one about that.
Okay.
Because I don't really know what I'm saying anymore. But I know it's, like, the particles, it was, like, piercing through your body. It was, like, that's how people died.
Because it was radioactive.
Yeah, but it's, like, little tiny, like, needles almost type, but that, like, you can, like, we can do mind control on rats, right?
Sure.
So why can't we do it on humans with, like, radioactive type, I don't know, science?
But here's the other thing.
I barely made it out of high school.
If this is true, then places that got way more air traffic, that people would be more controlled than places that didn't have.
Are they? Look at China.
True.
I don't even know.
China.
Yep, look at China.
I agree. Why am I looking at China for chemtrails?
China is very polluted.
It's true.
My friends went there one time.
My friends too. Ooh,
they're not my friends anymore. But it was really polluted.
Polluted.
And they came back. I didn't know them polluted. Before that.
But
polluted.
Let's all point at Amanda and laugh for saying polluted.
Because that's how we solve world problems. See, no, you guys are
say this isn't like chemtrails. A government overall. Like, this is just the U.S. government doing the chemtrails.
Okay.
What then? If it was for mind control, then places that got way more air traffic, the people would be have. The government have more control over them than places that were remote and didn't get so much air traffic.
Yeah, don't you
but
think
I feel
do?
Like remote oh. Americans are way weirder than any city dweller. Sorry if you're a remote American. It's just like, you know.
I don't know if I am or not, so I don't know if to be. I'm sure.
No, I'm talking about like Courage the Cowardly Dog remote.
Okay, I never know if I should be offended.
I would not be offended. You're not Courage Cowardly Dog remote.
I never know when I'm supposed to be offended. It's better to just err on the side of...
Of offended?
Of offended. No. From what I've read.
From what I've read.
Okay, you make a good point. But what about...
No, you don't.
But what about this? Too. What about this, Alina?
Okay.
Alina.
Alina. Maybe the government is just making the city people seem normal, but in reality, the country people are actually the normal ones.
Oh my gosh, that's me. I'm a country person.
Oh, so now you're the cowardly dog.
Now I'm offended.
See? And so, used to be, everyone was normal like the country folk, and then the
that's
government
true.
Started poisoning the city people and made them look more normal.
Why are city people so different than country
yeah.
people?
Yeah. Mind control, Alina.
Cars, gas, gasoline,
ignition,
remix, ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen.
So what are people doing to counteract the chemtrails?
Celebrities post a lot of pictures about it. Here, let me pull up this.
It's like when there's a natural disaster and the celebrities come together to sing a song.
Yeah. We're ooh. All in this together. Okay, let me pull up Kylie's tweet.
The end of you. And me. And then this is when Jason
Derulo
comes in. Jason Derulo. Chemtrails.
And then DJ Khaled.
I'm DJ Khaled, and I just introduce other people to my tracks.
DJ Khaled.
Come
What? Would you like me to read the tweet?
Yeah.
The world-changing tweet.
Yes, Kylie Jenner tweeted this, and it said, "Let's ask ourselves, why did I see 75 planes spraying white stuff into the sky on my 15-minute drive to work?"
Because she lives in a high air traffic area.
Let me continue. No,
you guys, I can tell you exactly what that is. Ready?
Chemtrails. Thank you.
No, it's fire retardant.
Okay.
Why is she seeing so much fire retardant?
Because she lives in L.A.
Okay, let me continue. Does this have anything to do with why honeybees are dying off really fast?
Oh, we really cut her off before the good stuff.
Why are some days normal with no plane sprain and others...
Why is the government going after honeybees?
I hope this tweet continues. That's like, why do some days I just wake up and want to lay in bed all day? I'm really sad and lonely. Is it because of chemtrails?
This is the best part.
Or because Jordan ruined your life.
What effect will this have on the health of our children's future? Who the bleepity bleep thought this was a good idea? Am I really the only one who says this? No, I had to bleep it out.
What did she say?
Yep.
The F word.
But why did you give it so many syllables? Bleepity bleepity bleep. I'm like...
Okay, I could have gave it one bleep, but... So, yeah. Kylie Jenner said that, so chemtrails must be true.
But, what were the responses to that?
A lot of
retweets. They were all positive. Chemtrails are real.
Everyone said, yes, Kylie. Yes.
Has she retracted that statement?
Nope.
How long ago?
She's still up? She's still there. And you said The Rock also believes in chemtrails?
Vin Diesel.
Look, show
no,
up
that
the,
was Vin.
But there's a very different.
The Rock and not The Rock. It's Vin Diesel.
Did you ever,
Kirsten, did you
but
think
did
The
you
Rock
ever
is
see
Vin
that
Diesel?
Meme? Did you, in the tweet where it's like,
not
guys,
to be racist,
just
but those are two different races.
No. Did you ever see the tweet that was like, just found out The Rock and Dwayne Johnson are the same person?
Or the tweet where you look it up on Google, and it's like, what's The Rock's real name? And it's like, Rockefeller or something. Or like, Cardi B's is Cardigan Backyardigan.
The Backyardigan.
But look, you should post this on your Instagram. This is a picture Vin took
Vin
at the chemtrails.
You know what? I will say Vin.
Is that a chemtrail sign?
Yeah, this would be the, like, this is chemtrail.
So, audience, Samantha is crossing her index fingers. The left over the right.
You just did the left under the right.
It doesn't matter.
Well, in your thing, the left is over the right.
When you're looking at it.
Oh, this is getting too complicated.
Forget chemtrails.
Chemtrails needs a better PR.
Yeah.
Publicist.
Vin Diesel.
Well, I guess they're doing pretty good if they got Vin Diesel and Kylie.
But they don't have The Rock.
That's really not The Rock?
No, that's Vin.
Come here. Oh, whoops.
Sorry.
But it kind of looks like
The Let me
Rock.
See.
From far away, you'd think The Rock.
Oh, he's in a shadow.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, from far away. It could be Miley Cyrus. No.
Miley,
no,
more like her dad.
Yeah.
Very masculine build. Not to say there's a difference, but there is.
So, is there, like, anything we can go to support the research of chemtrails?
Yeah, dude.
There's one.
There's
California website where it's like, chemtrails are real in California.
So many websites. So there's chemtrails911.com, globalskywatch.com, and aircrap.org.
Aircrap?
Yeah, it's a GoDaddy website, so I don't know if we should trust it, but...
No, you know what? This is something I've learned as an adult. GoDaddy is just a website hosting. There's nothing inherently wrong with it.
It's not a Playboy type. When I was younger.
When we talked about this on the podcast.
Well, why are the ads so weird then?
They
explain
have,
it.
They need
weird
new PR.
Marketing.
New yeah. PR team, new marketing team.
Agreed.
Definitely.
Yeah. As a child, I literally
it's
thought
a gimmick.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was like Wingers Associated or something.
Literally, we did too.
Yeah.
Until today, until we just told
until
you.
Until just barely.
Yeah.
I actually don't
honestly,
know.
Honestly, GoDaddy should sponsor us and we can clean up their act.
Yeah. Also, maybe they should rebrand GoDaddy.
What about Go Father Figure?
Go Father Figure.
Mine left for a pack of jewels, but, I could really use the father figure.
Mine left and started two other families. That's my grandma's story. That's not my own story.
Oh my gosh, that's two families?
Two families.
She two didn't know other families.
Facebook. Because of Facebook, we were able to find these two other families. That's way across the are country. Are you friends? She talks to them every once in a while, but I think it's a little...
Her sister wives?
Yes.
Unknowingly.
Yes. She had two other sister wives.
So did he just travel between the three families?
Utah, mm-hmm. South Carolina, Florida.
Was she the original?
She was the OG. She was the one. Mm-hmm. Okay. He left, went to South Carolina, had four kids, went to Florida. Okay, also, this was back in, like, this was my great-grandma.
Did he ever come back to Utah?
He came back regularly. When she was 12. No, he left when she was 2, came back when she was 12, stayed for, like, 2 months, and then left again.
Oh, horrible.
He was like, I don't know, maybe he thought he had too many kids, and he's like, I'm going to try this one kid again. And then he was like, nope, can't do any kids, and then he joined the NBA.
The basketball thing?
Yeah. He was the
first... He played on the NBA?
Yeah, he was the first person recruited onto the Celtics.
Celtics?
No, Celtics.
Yeah. Yeah, he was... I think he was mean. I was going to say great guy, but then I was like, wait, he sucked. He was a terrible father.
Great guy.
Oh, do you want to see a picture of my grandpa?
The one that joined the Celtics?
No, this isn't him at all. This is completely unrelated, so I don't know why I should do that. But I can show you my grandpa. I'm not making any sense.
Okay.
My great-grandpa. This is my great-grandpa. Here he is. American basketball player. Does he look like me?
Because she just looked him up.
Wow. We'll post this picture on our thing.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you searched American
Amanda,
basketball
Lee, you I actually do see a little bit of Blake in him.
Oh, yeah, because Blake has those jeans. I didn't get the long leg jeans. I got the short, stubby leg jeans.
Mm. Will you look the way he's looking, so maybe that'll...
I got the incel jeans.
Yeah.
Oh, the slanted forehead.
You got it!
Alice Clow.
Oh, he does look like my little brother a little bit. I hope my little brother's not a dick.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to cover in chemtrails?
Just that
they're real.
Okay. I think it's important to note that they both have shirts. Can you say what's on your shirts?
Yeah. Open your eyes. They spray nice guys.
That could be the first song for Big Pharma.
Open your eyes. They're spraying our skies.
That was hard to do it.
That would be terrible.
I liked it.
Okay.
Okay, negative.
Harold. That's my other grandpa's name. Okay.
We're so glad that you could join us today and teach us something new.
So glad.
Audience member, if you liked having guests, let us know. If you didn't, also let us know. So these could be potentially the last guests we ever have.
First and last. I think we got the first.
Yeah, we did have a guest last week.
You didn't listen to the podcast.
No, I did. It was L. That was the guest.
Actually, one of you, because I can't tell you guys apart, one of you was our first guest.
Oh, it was me. That's true. I was the first guest. I'm so proud of myself. Yeah.
All right, so you may also be the last. It just depends. Rate and review us. We're trying to go from 500 to 400 on India's comedy podcast, and you could be the one to help us see that success in our lives, which is pretty cool. And we'll make some shirts that say, I'm the astronaut taking us to space. I'm Houston, and
we have a problem.
And we I don't need know why. Every time land. I do a shirt design, I have to, like...
You always say that.
I always have to show with my hands where on the shirt the words are going to be. And that one was so long that it just went to my knees.
Yeah. I think I just bob my head and where the letters will go.
Well, we're so glad you could join us on this beautiful day. Let's all sign off on the count of three.
One, two, three.
Bye.
That was sign language. That was inappropriate that you spoke.